Welcome to Empire Building, the podcast where we talk about building big businesses and even bigger lives. I'm your co-host, Seychelle Van Poel.
I'm Via Williams.
And I'm Wendy Papazian. All right, well, let's get started on our episode today. So our episode today is how to really take a vacation. As you guys know, sometimes it feels like the world is on your shoulders when you're running a business. You probably make most of the critical decisions in your organization, and the weight of the company can just feel heavy, honestly. And sometimes taking time off can make you feel guilty. Right? If you're like me, you feel guilty when you take time off, and then you feel guilty when you don't take time off. I mean, the mother's dilemma, right? If you feel like that, and we've all been there, then this episode is for you. Today, we're going to explore how to really take time off on a vacation.
Can I just jump in here on something on that, Wendy?
Yeah.
Because when we were talking about this episode, I mean, just full disclosure, this is like truth-telling time. I made a comment and I said, all right, like, do we talk about what happens when an emergent, like a work emergency happens when you're gone? Do we actually talk about the fact that I had PTSD going away on vacation for years because my team fell apart basically when I left? I mean, that's when it happened. And it was really hard to go away for a few years after that. Even now, I still think I have that baggage, honestly. I still think it's still there in the back of my mind. It's getting more distant. But, you know, like where, I mean, someone was on the verge of quitting. They were taking company things. And I know that's not cool to like start this episode off that way because we're trying to encourage people to take vacations. But it's real.
It is real. And I think it's, if we didn't start off with that, Via, we might be painting a too rosy of a picture. Because I, for sure, like our last big vacation, we came home and my team fell apart the next day, right before I got to go deliver a eulogy for a dear friend that next day. And I literally wasn't even on the ground 12 hours when that happened. And, you know, it doesn't do us any favors when we, can't take like a real vacation or real time off. And yet, I think you're so accurate in that there is PTSD and guilt associated when the business rests on your shoulders and you know at the end of the day, payroll is your responsibility. At the end of the day, like the bills are your responsibility. Like there is a level of guilt there in taking time off. And I mean, I went so far as even I had a team member I allowed for years to tell me every time I left on vacation and I would call in and say, how's it going? This person would say to me, well, I'm just trying to keep the team from falling apart while you're out of town. And I allowed it. Like I, as a business owner, allowed that instead of saying, no, this is a business and a company and the company should be able to operate without me every day at the helm. Like that's not a business, right? But I allowed it. And that was a huge lesson for me on like, what kind of a business do I have if I can't take a vacation and time off, not a vacation where I'm at the pool closing deals and like trying to sneak away from the kid while they give you a pouty face because you're trying to negotiate in the bathroom, which we've all done, but an actual time off.
Yes. Well, and I have a different perspective. Of course, bad things do sometimes happen when you take a vacation. But for me, generally, when I've prepared, they tend to be wonderful, relaxing time with my family. And I'll just give you guys a story. So we went to France a few years ago and we spent 2 weeks there. I really didn't check in with my business at all. And maybe, you know, a text message here or there. And on the way back, Jay turned to me and he said, congratulations, Wendy. And I said, what? And he said, well, you truly have a business. You have a business that can run for 2 weeks without you. And I just remember that as being a real milestone for me because
that's awesome.
For so many of us, especially if we're kind of solopreneurs where we do it all ourselves, it can be just like Seychelle and Via were saying, it can be very scary. It can give you PTSD, right? I think the trick is to really, prepare for it, right? And we're going to talk about the three things you need to do to prepare for it. But before we do that, let's just jump into why taking time off is actually important, especially for people who are entrepreneurial.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the irony is like, it is so important and it's important in general. It's important for Via personally. Like I love to travel. It's probably the most connected I feel with my family. It's the most present that I feel. I love traveling and it is necessary for me. So like mm-hmm. there is this balance, but I mean, you know, why else is it important?
Well, studies on vacation show that it helps avoid burnout, right? Mm-hmm. So many people right now are completely burnt out because they have not taken a break. They haven't taken a single day off in the last 2 years. Time off is essential for productivity. There's lots of scientific studies that show that even taking a single day off is going to help you go back to work and be more productive because what mm-hmm. actually happens is your body's less able to function and your brain is less sharp, right? Mm-hmm. Without time off. You know, there is just a certain, you know, we are human beings. We're not human doings. And if you're just doing 10, 12, 14 hours a day, day after day after day, your body eventually will just shut down.
I think there's a lot of studies that show, Wendy, too, like what stress does to your body and what it does to your health when you're not counterbalancing. And, you know, I think about there's a business owner here in Dallas-Fort Worth we were talking about before we started on, and he literally makes this post, so it's public. This isn't like gossip or in judgment here, but I think this is an example of like what happens when you don't take time off. This person has just been grinding for decades. And this is a post as he's coming back into the office of, I've had a lot of friends asking how I'm doing and how I'm feeling. The last couple of years have been pretty crazy. After half a dozen hospital visits due to blood clots, heart rhythm issues, cancer, and a couple of strokes, I'm doing great. With the exception of some vision loss from the stroke, I feel great. I can't drive, but I'm still working. Thanks to the great team I work with, driving is never an issue, even as a real estate broker. God, life, and friends and family are great. Thanks for the emails and the calls the past couple of years. And yes, I am still selling homes. And I read this, and this person is a great professional. I'm not in judgment here when I say this, a great professional. But I can't help but think, like, gosh, how many of us, myself included, sometimes grind so hard that the thing that forces us to take the break is the health event, not the purposeful time off, not the vacation, not the time with family, not the pleasure. And so I urge myself and all of us listening to this today to let's commit to each other to take things from today's episode and take the time off to be purposeful before your body forces you to do it because it's a health event. So that was my big lesson coming into today.
Yeah, we all need time off. And I think that another reason to take time off is if you're leading anybody, you have to model that. Otherwise, yes. You're going to have a whole workforce yes. of people who are watching what you do and not taking time off. And I mean, if nothing else, it's actually a selfless thing to do too, because it makes mm-hmm. you a better leader. It makes you a better parent. You're just, you know, you're just more bearable. You know, you're just better yeah. for everybody when you yourself are refreshed and rested.
And can I tell you, like we just did the Empire Circle with Her Best Life retreat in January. I came back such a better person for it. Like I know we actually did the retreat for everybody else, but I'll tell you, I got so much out of it and so much joy.
No, we did it for
you. And you really did do it for me, actually. Thank you. I thank you for that. Nick thanks you for it. I came back. I was in a better mood. I was a better mom. I was a better wife. I was so excited to be back. My team, like everything just was so much better. Coming back, I had so much more energy and zest for life because I had taken a couple days. I was a better podcaster for all of you. But yeah, I was so much happier coming back, having had an actual break. It was amazing.
So, I mean, so how do we do it? Like Miss PTSD over here, like tell me how to do this better. It's not that I don't now. I've figured out, you know, a way and everything, but this is me in learning mode on this podcast. Cause like, travel, but I need some help. So
let's do it.
Well, great. And we're all learning here. We're all learning here together. Yes. So we're going to do it. We're going to do it in three ways. We're going to prepare your team in advance of your vacation. Okay. So prepare your team. Second thing we're going to do is we're going to prepare your customers mm-hmm. in advance of your vacation. Third thing we're going to do is we're going to prepare yourself, because it doesn't work if you go on vacation and you're constantly checking your email the whole time. Okay. Mm-hmm. So prepare your team, prepare your customers, and prepare yourself. First thing we're going to start with is preparing your team. Okay. So the best thing that you can do is you can book all your vacations the previous year. Okay. Mm-hmm. Jay and I always take a retreat. It's generally in October or November. We look at the year in front of us and we plan out when our vacations are. Okay. So that way we have a team calendar, team vacations calendar. So that way mm-hmm. we can look, right? And my admin team, my sales team, everybody knows exactly when I'm going to be out of the office so they can prepare for it. Mm-hmm. And one of the things I love actually about my operations director is that she's like, oh, I see that you're going to be gone a lot the next month. She actually mm-hmm. says that to me, like I was gone a lot in January. And so she's preparing accordingly because she knows I'm not going to be there. So that's one of the things I really admire for her.
And yeah. Wendy, what I love about that is that you can look at seasonality in your business. Like for instance, if we're going to go away in the summer and do a summer vacation, it's almost always going to be over 4th of July week because it's a really quiet mm-hmm. real estate week. And I can guarantee mm-hmm. that half of my clients are going to be gone. It's going to be the least disruptive time to be gone. We often go away Thanksgiving week or in December. Luckily, mm-hmm. I'm blessed to be in the kind of business where that's actually slow. I know that in retail and some hospitality, it's the opposite of that. But mm-hmm. you can look at the year and you can kind of project like when is it going to be the least disruptive? Like if you're in real estate, leaving in many markets, like in spring market, is kind of disruptive.
Well, and the second part to that is to set the expectation that you'll be completely unavailable except for emergencies, right? You teach people how to treat you. So if you tell them, well, I'm going on vacation, but you can reach me anytime, they're going to reach you anytime. But if you say, I'm going to be out of cell range, actually, and so unless it's an absolute emergency, it's going to be really hard to get a hold of me, but here's the way to get a hold of, our team. They're going to then rely on the system that you give them because you're telling them what the alternate plan is.
Yeah, I've often said, if the building's burning down, I'm not going to be able to help it. So maybe just hold off telling me to get back.
I love that.
Okay, so number three, and I'm going to read this, but guess what? I need your help. I'm going to need you to explain to me exactly how you do
sure.
this. So number three, decide which tasks you'll delegate, right? And mm-hmm. which ones you'll postpone. So this depends on the help you have mm-hmm. at your company. I get that. If you delegate it, you've left someone in charge qualified mm-hmm. to yep. handle mm-hmm. it, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But
yep.
so you don't need to worry that you're delegating the task, they're going to handle it. Okay, great.
Yes.
You're like, you don't have to have all those, those thoughts running around your mind. Like, that's not getting done. That's not getting done. Somebody mm-hmm. qualified is going to do that for you.
If X happens, then person Y is handling it, is basically what mm-hmm. that is. Mm-hmm. And then mm-hmm. postpone is, look, guys, I need to be the one to do this. So if X happens, then you need to kick this can down the road and wait for me to get back, right? Mm-hmm. You've agreed in advance mm-hmm. certain tasks can wait. They need to wait for you.
Right. Yeah. And there are just certain tasks in everyday life, maybe that don't need to happen or you don't even need to do, right? Like there might be, I lead generate for an hour every day. Okay, well, my business isn't going to shut down if I don't do that for a week, right? Mm-hmm. So, or...
But if like your team meeting needs to be run and you run it, somebody else could run it for you.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. So that's one you've delegated. And that way if you're the kind of person who worries, this is for the person who worries that things aren't going to get done. You've made a very clear delineation of which is which, and you've got great people to handle. And ideally, in an ideal world, you've got somebody you're going to delegate everything to, right? So you don't have to worry about it at all. That's like a dream organization. Mm-hmm. Okay, the next thing you need to do to prepare your team, and this is something that doesn't happen right before you leave, this is something that you should be doing continually, is you need to give your people the autonomy and the authority to make decisions without you, mm-hmm. right? Again, it's like you teach people how to treat you, and if they're always coming to you and you're the final say, they need your advice, either they're not the right person, right? You haven't hired someone who can make decisions, or you haven't empowered them. I've said multiple times to different people in my company, listen, that's not a decision that I need to make. I hired you so that you can run that. And I believe that you're going to be capable to do a great job. You feel free to ask me any questions, but from here on out, and understand, I understand that you might make a mistake sometime, and that's okay.
Mm-hmm. Can I just add to that one? Because, you know, vacation or not, that's a really important one to me. Because yes. I work hard on creating a safe environment for people to make mistakes in, right? Mm-hmm. And as a leader, what that looks like is they are going to make mistakes. And how you react to those mistakes is going to set the tone for how safe they feel and how empowered they feel in, mm-hmm. in making those decisions. And so, you know, I'm constantly saying things like, I expect you in your first 90 days, I want you to make as many mistakes as possible. Now, up front, early, let's get through a bunch of mistakes. And I applaud them. We learn from them. So just remember, mm-hmm. you're setting the tone for how safe your environment is to do this. And I hadn't thought about it before, Wendy, until now. Yeah. You're right. That yeah. sets the tone yeah. for yeah. going away on vacation.
Well, totally. And have you ever had anyone on your team who came from an environment where that wasn't
oh,
the
yeah.
case?
All the yes. time.
Where
all
they
the
had time. A boss who was
corporate
literally
America.
A micromanager.
It's really
and they
hard.
Had to just get permission to do every single little thing, and you have to untrain them.
Yes,
it's
that's
tough
all
sometimes.
You have to really untrain them from that.
We have
almost
a,
abuse.
We have a few team members that I still am like deprogramming from being able to speak their mind and being able to make decisions and also being able to have healthy debate. I think that's the other part too. But that we could do a whole nother episode on how to deprogram from corporate America. The next one is this can be done when you're whether you're a solopreneur or whether you're the leader of hundreds of people, and that's choose a quarterback to run the plays when you're out. If you're a solopreneur, something I know that Barb, my mom and original founder of our team, did is she found another person that was also a solopreneur, and they teamed up and would cover each other while they were out on vacation. So that's something you can do if it's still just you or a very small team. But if you're a larger team, pick a very awesome, capable quarterback and give them that authority and the communication to be able to run those plays while you're out of the office. And I bet they'll surprise you actually in doing a phenomenal job for you if you've empowered them well.
A friend of mine was talking with me about her executive MBA experience, and it really got me thinking. You know, it's a big investment, it's expensive, it's time consuming, and you're gambling on who you'll meet, who your professors are going to be, and what you're actually going to get out of it. Our conversation reminded me of why we created Empire Circle at Her Best Life. We flipped the script and created something really special for our experiential learners like me. While academia is absolutely important to our community as a whole, it doesn't always equate to what we need while we are building the big business in real time. With Empire Circle, you'll learn from women who've actually built the big businesses and who are still in the arena doing it. You don't have to step away. Our retreats take you to exotic locations instead of classrooms where you'll grow your revenue, hone your strategy, find your community, and expand your big, beautiful life all in real time. Why step out of your business when you can step into Empire Circle? Apply for Empire Circle now at herbestlife.com.
Well, I love that. And number six is create a list of all your clients or all your projects you're mm-hmm. working on or with, and walk whoever that quarterback is, you know, through file by file. Or maybe it's not the quarterback. Maybe you're assigning different sales reps, you know, different clients or whatever it is, but just make sure that you're walking them through that.
Yeah. I love yep. that.
And then last thing you want to do is you want to maybe forward your calls either to your assistant or change your voicemail to reflect the fact that you're out. And that's really just, that's kind of preparing your team and everyone and yourself, right? That you're not going to be taking those
calls.
You
know who does that all the time? Sue Adler.
Sue, yes. Sue, you're amazing.
Literally
she's really
forwards
good.
Her phone where she goes anywhere. Like she could go on a work conference. I'm in awe like of how often she
I need to. I need to do that more from her. That was actually a good one for me. I was
went away from it for some reason.
Yeah. I need to get back to it because that's really, really good. You know, and then also too, you need to make sure that you're setting an example for the rest of your team to be able to take vacation too and helping to empower and encourage them to take it because just like you need it, they need it too. And so, you know, one of the best things you can do is make sure you're encouraging cross-training on roles. Number one, if someone ever leaves, you don't get the job back. But number two, they need to be able to know that like if they're the only person that does one thing in your organization, you need for them to have a buddy that understands how to do that so they can take time off. And the other thing that we've talked about on previous episodes is by documenting or recording videos or writing an operations manual or step-by-step instructions, whether you're training them to do something or whether they're in the role for a long time and they go back and revise it, by having that documented, it allows somebody to go in and kind of have like a dummy's guide to their job for when they go out of town.
Because the last thing you want is to be laying on the beach and somebody on your team to be texting you and saying, hey, what's the password to LinkedIn?
Oh my gosh.
It's giving me palpitations.
This mojito is angry.
Because like, you know what my response wants to be in my head? That sounds like a winning problem. Does not sound like it'd be a problem. But anyway.
Yeah.
All right. So the second thing, so that was preparing our team. Now we want to move into, we have to prepare our customers. Whether you have a store or you're a real estate agent, you know, you're, you know, whatever it is, you have to prepare your customers. So the first thing to do is to tell your clients ahead of time and set expectations. But I have a question for you ladies. I just don't tell my clients that far in advance. Do you?
About a week or two out.
No, I would tell them. I would tell them if I'm leaving on a Friday, I would tell them the week of.
Yeah. Okay. That's about what I do too. Yeah.
I would tell them the week of. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what you want to do is, well, especially a lot of our listeners I know are in real estate. So what I always, what I've always done is if I have active clients that I'm working with is I figure out who my quarterback is for my clients. And I actually will schedule a call with that client and say, hey, listen, I'm going on vacation. This person's going to cover for me while I'm gone. Do you mind if we just do a quick call together? Right. And obviously, if you've got hundreds of clients, this is not a system that's going to work for you. But if you've got, let's say you're a consulting company, you've got 10 clients that you're actively working with, just call them and say, hey, look, listen, I got Seychelle Van Poole on the line here. She's the top agent in Dallas, and she always covers for me when I go on vacation. And by the way, I'm going to the Bahamas and I'm not going to be able to be reachable by cell phone. And I want to make sure that you're covered when I'm gone because I really appreciate and value you as a client.
God, that's like having Beyonce what you're gonna, cover. That'd be amazing.
What's that?
I know. It's amazing.
Having Seychelle Van Poole, that's like having Beyonce cover your business.
Oh,
that's
amazing. Totally.
Whoop, whoop.
Yeah. And then you want to just follow up every phone call with an email that says, dear Mr. and Mrs. Customer, I so enjoy talking to you today. I just want to reiterate what we talked about. I'm going to be leaving on Friday. I'm not going to have access to my cell phone. I'm going to be gone for the next 10 days. I'm going to be in the Bahamas. I'm going to bring you back a Mai Tai or a suntan or whatever. And here's Seychelle's contact information. She's going to be the one covering me on the sales side. If you have other questions, talk to my operations director or this or that. And really, in case of emergency, you can always text me. But, like I said, I'm really not going to be available.
Mm-hmm. Except for you made one little, it's seance.
Ooh.
Oh.
We're not going to call her Seychelle.
We never thought of that before.
I know. I didn't either. But I'm
okay,
a wordsmith.
That's gonna
I'm
stick.
Like your alternate. That, I'm like, I'm the plan B wordsmith.
Yeah. I'll take that. Yeah. Hey, she's also from Texas, by the way.
She is.
And so am I. I know. And, the other great reminder of that too, Wendy, is people honestly really want the standards and service you represent, whether it's you or somebody else that's fulfilling that. Most of the time, clients don't care. They care that the level of service that you're giving them is upheld by somebody else. So for those of us that live in a falsehood of like, it has to be me, it really doesn't. They don't care as long as they're just getting a similar level of service to what you've given them already. And so when you're then like putting your auto...
And honestly, if they know you're going on vacation, they'll probably even take a downgraded level of service and they're not even going to blink. Yeah, because especially this day and age, everyone's just so happy when anyone goes on a vacation. They're probably thrilled for you.
Yeah. Well, and so like then when you are out, put an autoresponder on your email. And like Wendy, something you do I love is you make it really funny because people are excited you're taking a vacation. And so like put some personality into that and let it reflect you a little bit because it's great.
What's an example?
You're taking
What's
time
a funny
off.
One that you've done?
I have a taco autoresponder that has a lot of taco puns in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you always do puns. It's really funny. They're quite funny.
I don't remember.
Let's talk about Wendy taking a vacation is the headline. And it's like this autoresponder is very cheesy. Yeah. And it's like
wendythewordsmith.com.
But let us set you up with the right person on our team. I mean, it's just stupid. If anybody's angry about you leaving, it like completely diffuses it. And then people are like, oh my God, have a great time in the Bahamas. That's so wonderful.
So. And then, you know, the last one is have someone on your team send you a daily summary of what's going on. Okay. A daily?
This is if you are a super control person, like I have never done this. I do not want this. But like, if you are the kind of person who is just not going to, you just cannot rest unless you know what's going on. This is one way for you to take a vacation and feel comfortable with what's going on at home.
This is also great if you are using this for maternity or paternity leave, because this could also be very easily used the same way, is we would have when team members started coming back in, you know, at week 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 or whatever, and they would start very slowly wading back into the waters. We would do like a once or twice a week update with them to kind of tell them what was going on or kind of slowly bring them back into the fold where they could check in. But so that's a way you could kind of do that if you're out for really long extended periods of time too.
I get a regular update daily. Daily seems a lot. With that said, our virtual assistant gives us literally daily updates every single day.
Yeah, we have that too.
We do too.
So,
yeah.
You know, all right, I get it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. All right. So remember the first thing we were talking about was prepare your team. Second thing is prepare your clients or customers. And the third thing you got to do, and a lot of people skip this one, this is going to be the hardest one for most people, is you have to prepare yourself. Mm-hmm. Okay. You have to set the expectation with yourself that you're going to be completely unavailable except for emergencies. I know I said that with the team, but that's also an expectation that you have to set with yourself. And if you're with your family, you should probably tell your family, hey, listen, this is what I promised my team I was going to do. Okay.
Okay.
And hopefully they'll help hold you accountable.
When you said prepare yourself, what? I was like, yeah, you got to wax your legs. You have to go get your hair done. I'm like, that's not hard for me at all. And then I'm like, oh, you mean for like business? Oh, okay.
Yes. Yes. Good perspective. Yes, guys.
Yeah. All right. And you have to like honor your commitment to yourself. This is probably the hardest part, honestly. And that's like, if you're going to disconnect, truly disconnect, like leave your phone in the hotel room. Don't bring your computer with you. It cannot go to the pool. Like, I mean, literally, like you have to turn it off. And like, I don't know about you guys, but for me, it does take me like a day and a half-ish on vacation to disconnect. Like it's literally like a detox. And
sure,
so I absolutely physically have to like detox. And so, you know, something Nick and I have talked about before is getting a second phone. That's like the bat phone. And I think Sue does that where she just has a bat phone that you can reach if you have to.
Yeah.
But yeah. And like putting your phone on airplane mode.
I have an agent on my team. He did 97 deals last year. And he's like, first thing I did was get a second phone. And
I thought,
I've been meaning to do that for like 10 years.
Good
for you.
Yeah.
You know, on a really big birthday I had a couple of years ago, I went on a bucket list trip and we went to Dubai and the Maldives. And the Maldives are these little island chains. You should Google them if you don't know where they are. It's incredible. There are these dots, like desert islands in the middle of the ocean, like Indian Ocean. And it's like, you know, when you feel like you should be stranded on a desert island, like in those movies, like these are those islands, right? These are those kind of islands. And every island has its own resort. And on the day of my birthday, I just made a vow that I was going to have no phone time, no electronic time. It was really hard, actually, because I knew that I was probably getting a lot of really cool texts and social media. And I completely had no phone on, including for my family, in the middle of the ocean on an island with, it was just me and my husband and like 30 other people, right? And it was, I still look back on that time. And ironically, I read Stillness is the Key that day on my deck. Anyway.
I can just, I'm visually there with you right now and it's just magical. I just want you to know.
We're all in the Maldives.
I'm like, oh.
Well, I'll send you guys.
I remember the pictures you posted.
Oh,
they're
phenomenal.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have on my screensaver on my computer, the view I had that day is still on my computer and it's what I see because I wanted to remember it in my mind because I just spent hours in just white space, honestly. Just being mindful.
So good.
Anyway, if you can't say no to work, and I do understand that limit check-ins to one time a day, sometimes that will eliminate your stress. When I think about the one thing where Jay talks about this kind of the fantasies we go through in the bunker when we bunker ourselves and we come out and we're like, everything's fine. Like you're visualizing all this like, you know, catastrophic stuff happening. So sometimes it feels better if you do check in once a day. And I understand that sometimes it does for me too. So just choose it, check in, turn it off.
Yep. And maybe you're just checking in. If you've got someone who's kind of telling you what's going on, you're just checking in at 5 o'clock because you know that person's going to send you an email at 5 o'clock and you move on with your evening. Well, here's another tip. Right? You can start small and work your way up to a 2-week vacation. Start with one day.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I literally know that there are people, maybe even people listening to our podcast, but I definitely know people in my office who have not taken a real vacation in 7 to 10 years, you know, and I see it all the time. I see it on social media. Somebody's on their on their laptop, they're sitting at the pool and they're like, oh, this is so great. I love my job. I get to work at the pool. Yeah, that's that's not great.
It's not vacation. I mean, like if you
it's
want
not
to
vacation. Yeah, no, it's but not people vacation. Think it's a vacation. Yeah, no. People are like, I love this vacation, you know? And so like, but to me, that's actually not fine.
Yeah.
You know? But if you can't do 2 weeks, start with one day.
You know, and then the last thing, you guys, is that vacation can be a really good stress test for your team. Mm-hmm. It can really be a way to see how things do run without you as you try to extricate yourself from various day-to-day activities. I did it a couple months ago. I'm adding responsibility to my role. And so I did it. It didn't go awesome. It wasn't catastrophic, but it didn't go often. But it certainly showed me the holes in the hose and where I needed to plug them. So it was good. Ultimately.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah. Well, guys, today has been amazing. You know, taking vacations is a part of a big life. Okay,
that's right.
We need to take a break from work. And a lot of us love to work. All of us on this podcast wake up every day and we run joyfully to our desk because we do love to work. However, I also love to take a vacation because I know it's everything that Seychelle said when she came back from our retreat in January for her best life, which was it made her a better mom, it made her a better wife, it made her a better coworker, it made her a better leader, it just made her a better person. And so today we talked about why taking time off is important. And then really the three simple ways to do it, which is to prepare your team, prepare your customers, and prepare yourself. So guys, thank you so much for listening. It's our 100th episode. Please leave us a rating and review as a gift. It would be so wonderful. And go out and live a big business, an even bigger life.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, guys. Bye, guys.
This podcast is for general informational purposes only. The views, thoughts, and opinions of the guest represent those of the guest and not KWRI and its affiliates, and should not be construed as financial, economic, legal, tax, or other advice. This podcast is provided without any warranty or guarantee of its accuracy, completeness, timeliness, or results from using the information.